Rising production costs mean more risk for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. The financial risk for farmers and for their lenders is growing yearly as costs of production have skyrocketed. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
This coming Tuesday, the Agriculture Department's Statistics Service will be releasing its report on farm production expenditures. But this past week, the head of USDA's Farm Service Agency, Bruce Nelson, briefed lawmakers on some of the long-term trends which have been making farming such a big risk. For example, it cost a farmer in 1975 about $80 to produce an acre of corn. This year, $280.
And those cost of production trends for corn have been the same for wheat and soybeans and the other commodities. And the capital investment required to get involved in agriculture just between 2002 and 2008 for the crop production sector went up 77%. And in the first 9 months of this fiscal year alone, the capital requirements have gone up 9.5%.
Nelson says these huge investments, rising production costs, ought to be considered as lawmakers draft a new farm bill next year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, and farmers have been watching closely the debate in Congress over the debt ceiling issue. American Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Public Policy, Mark Maslin, says the situation has huge implications for America's farmers and ranchers.
Like most Americans, Farm Bureau wants to see negotiations concluded successfully that will make a meaningful reduction in our deficit and put the country back on the path of fiscal soundness. The success of these negotiations will have an impact on interest rates, and high interest rates eat into operating capital, and it will have adverse effects on our ability to farm and ranch.
And when all is said and done and the negotiations are complete, farmers are still hoping for a viable farm bill. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.